Researching Power and Identity in African State Formation by M. R. Dornbos and W. M. J. Van Binsbergen, UNISA Press, 2017, pp. 544, ISBN 978-1-86888-657-9. Reviewed by Jean-Jacques Boshoff. https://orcid.org/0000000003-3477-4218 University of South Africa Basha at UNISA ACSA. This book provides a dense overview of the interconnected dynamics that explain the linkage between power and identity as an amalgamation of the African state. It confronts the essentialist assumptions of social interaction in African political systems by conceptualizing the role of power and identity in the African state. The book expands on the debates that have shaped the discourse on identity politics in Africa by comprehensively analyzing the larger geopolitical and historical dynamics that have shaped African political systems. It argues that the political structures of post-colonial African societies should be understood for its logical patterns of social interactions and should not be conceptualized in abstract terms of esotericism. The book compartmentalizes the dynamics of the power-identity nexus in terms of groups, ethnicities, religions, and classes. The authors rely on their three decades of immersion in the empirical exploration of and academic engagement with the theoretical and methodological developments that have characterized African studies. The transcultural perspective adopted to study the topic of this publication is of interest to social scientists in various disciplines. It dexterously incorporates a comprehensive range of primary and secondary sources that recognize the balance between theoretical discussions and local-level empirical data and that explain it through the power-identity nexus. Adopting an exploratory approach, the authors identify the fundamental dynamics of identity politics by fleshing out the dimensions of power and identity according to the themes of colonial incorporation, political penetration, ethnicity, the relationship between traditional authorities and cultural protest, religion and the state, and the formation of national politics. The authors draw on their academic experience in citing an